This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden will go to the U.S. Capitol today to mark the one-year anniversary of the insurrection, and he'll ask this question. Are we going to be a nation that lives not by the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies? White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says he'll point a finger at former President Trump.
The president is going to speak to the truth of what happened, not the lies that some have spread since, and the peril it posed to the rule of law and our system of democratic governance.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn takes us back to that day.
Mobs marched to the U.S. Capitol after then-President Trump led a rally near the White House, claiming that he had won the 2020 election, not Joe Biden. This man announcing the mission to stop the vote certification.
Somebody needs to go in there. Somebody needs to get in there.
Lawmakers had to dive under seats as shots rang out. Hundreds of people were injured. Five died during and after the insurrection.
They made the assault on the building. That was one thing. But the fact is they also made an assault on the Constitution of the United States.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi months later explained why there's a committee investigating the attack.
And when President Biden delivers his remarks at the U.S. Capitol this morning, many Democratic lawmakers will be there, but almost no Republicans will attend. Another winter storm possible from the northeast of the Tennessee Valley through tomorrow, says the Weather Service. It's warning of heavy snow and some ice. Chicago school officials say maybe kids can start returning to school Friday for some services, like tutoring, depending on how many staff members show up. But classes for today have been canceled, just like yesterday, as the city and its teachers battle over COVID safety protocols. The city says the schools are safe. This is AP News. So, which New Year's Eve host got the highest ratings?
Ball drop, then mic drop. That's how it went for Ryan Seacrest as 2021 rolled into 2022. Nielsen reports the man who inherited Dick Clark's New Year's Eve franchise is still number one, no matter what Andy Cohen has to say on the matter. The ABC broadcast reached 19.6 million viewers between 11:30 and 12:30 a.m., and in the 15 minutes surrounding midnight, that audience jumped to 24.2 million people. That was a blow to a drunken Cohen who co-hosted CNN's coverage from New York. He got attention for referring to Seacrest's, quote, group of losers, among other things. 2 days later, a sobered-up Cohen apologized, saying he was stupid and drunk and feeling it. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The International Olympic Committee promises the Winter Games in Beijing will go on as planned in February, despite the pandemic. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.